Chapter Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Good and welcome, everybody. Let's talk some gardening and landscaping and pest control if you got any issues. I've had some interesting, strange-looking bugs sent to me lately, so if you got anything weird going on like that, let us know. If you got some mystery things going on in the garden, the vegetable garden, herb garden, or the landscaping, that's what we talk about. I'll be glad to try to help with any of that stuff. We'll do our usual business today and go to the phones as soon as you want to start talking, and I'll work in my In Howard's Garden and other related things as we go. Got quite a few things related to the weather. You know, we've had 103 degrees here in Dallas, whatever you're having out there, and you got any related issues, we'll be glad to discuss that. My tea this morning is different, and I like it so far. It's ginger and lemon, which I do a whole lot, but I've added sage. I added garden sage to it. Somebody, one of the listeners, recommended it as a good idea to be part of the tea I drink in the mornings here, and it's good. It's got a really nice flavor. I didn't put a lot of other things in there, including honey. I didn't do the honey again. I wanted to just see what it tasted like by itself. But fresh ginger, and what I do when I cut the ginger, I cut a piece off of the ginger hand, rhizome, root, whatever you want to call it, and then I cut it with the not across the grain, but with the grain, so it's kind of shredded and a lot of fiber, you know, a lot of surface area on it, so you get the most benefit from it. If you crush it a little bit, that probably helps too, just like with any of the herbs, leaves, or anything that you're using. If you crush them before they go in the hot water, that makes makes more of the essence come out and makes it a better tea. This is one I think would also be good to be kept and then cooled with ice and used as a you know, hot weather iced tea later on too, after the warm part goes away. We I don't know what I need to do different. I'm not doing a good job on the SPCA dogs. We've got a bunch of them that need some help. So please, those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. By the way, telephone number, people are already calling in, but the telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Yeah, we got a bunch of them still available from previous shows. And their pictures are on our website. If you go to dirtdoctor.com, just click on the SPCA button. This is obviously for people primarily here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But wherever you are in the country, we recommend you support the rescue organizations. From past shows, Lola, Snow White, Rex, Simba, Foxy, Javier, and Ginger are all still waiting for their forever homes. And they're either at the Jan Rhys Jones Center just outside downtown Dallas or the McKinney Center. And today's doggy is at the Jan Rhys Jones Center in downtown Dallas. And I think it's a boy. Yeah, he's out. He's a pit bull mix, 55 pounds. He looks very similar to our tree climbing Nelly. He's looks like a cousin at least, so take it from us. It's maybe a good way to go. We've got some interesting issues with her, but they're just make you laugh and make you want to pull your hair out at the same time, because she's always just looking for whatever trouble she can get into, but just sweet as she can be. And it looks like this guy is the same. His name is Nino Brown, one-year-old brown, brown and white pit bull, about 55 pounds. Loves other dogs, loves wrestling and fighting around. So if you have some other dogs, they recommend you bring them in, see how well they get along. Sounds like they probably will. get along. But check out Nino Brown and all the other dogs that are at the SPCA. And this feature is brought to you by Espoma. Espoma also helps us with the mystery photo contest that we run. And the mystery photo is up. It's one that one of the listeners sent me this week for identification. And it was good shots, so we're using it on the website and using it for the mystery photograph today. It is a it's obviously a plant. I'll let you decide what kind of plant it is and try to guess the name. It is one that has about a jillion common names. I'll give that information to everybody that's going to be receiving people guessing or identifying what the plant is. But it's got a couple of names that are the most common. And it is a plant that is native to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I'm not sure how much more of the country is probably pretty widespread, this this plant. So check it out on our website. When you look at the DirtDoctor.com website, the little buttons, the little round circles underneath the photograph, you click on each one of those, it takes you to a new window. If you don't do anything, it just automatically changes, and you'll see it as the next to the last button. The last button, I think, is the same as the button at the top of the page that talks about the show coming up in the fall that we're doing with Marty Whittakin, the Health, Home, and Garden show, and it's coming together very well, and we've got some interesting things we're going to have for you there, and some of the people there that are going to be doing displays of their goods and services and whatnot, I think you're going to really, really like what's there. And in a wide range of stuff, you know, from doctors and people doing medical tests of various kinds and all sorts of health and herbal kinds of things, drinks and supplements and all that, to all the heavy-duty landscaping and gardening and organic stuff on our side of the fence. It's really going to be fun having all those different people together. Click on the buttons there on the homepage for more information. It's September the 15th, and it's in Plano. It's in the Plano Center out there. We're taking over the whole facility, and it is a great place to have something like this. And any of you that have any businesses that are remotely related and want to be involved with us, you know, just give us a call, send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. And by the way, that's the same email address you can use to try to guess the mystery photograph this morning, info@dirtdoctor.com, or just call me on the show and see if you can identify it live on the show. The Espoma people are providing a 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food. And by the way, I think I started mentioning that last week, using it with the Garrett juice. And I've had several people ask me about how to do that. It's just something I thought of and gave it a whirl, and it works beautifully. It just adds a little bit more fertility power to the Garrett juice. You can use Garrett juice by itself as a fertilizer, and it's a good one. It'll help you grow interior plants, including orchids or any other interior plant, outside landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, any kind of thing like that. But if you have some flowering plants, or you have some plants that you need to push along a little bit to cover better, get bigger, faster, or something like that, add the Espoma product. I'm using the one that's just the general purpose, and man, it really, really works well. The main questions I've been getting about is, how do you mix it? Well, when you mix two things together like that, a Garrett juice with any other liquid product, whether it's it's a amendment to do the soil detox, you're adding some orange oil, or you're adding a pest control product to it, or another fertility product like the Espoma, you use the Garrett juice mixture in its ready-to-use form just like you would use a gallon of water, and you put the new material into the Garrett juice at the recommended rate. So you don't double up the water. You just mix both things, you know, in the same, basically in the same amount of water. And spray, foliage, and drench the soil. Both things are good. And it's not only good, it's really important that you understand that, because some people, and I've made the mistake myself in the past, if you just do foliar feeding and don't put the material in the soil as well, the roots actually get lazy. And so what you want to be feeding the soil, the roots, the mycorrhizal fungus in the soil and all that stuff, as well as foliar feeding the plants. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, white flies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. One final thing about Espoma, and then I'll go get caught up on the phones. The Espoma products, for those of you out there across the country, are probably going to be this is an important thing. They're probably the easiest for you to find of the organic products because they're in so many stores scattered across the country. And they're also in hardware stores, feed stores, farm stores, garden centers, and you know even the big stores as well. So they're going to be pretty easy to find, and I recommend you give them a try. Liquid and dry organic fertilizers and soil amendments, really, really good line. Espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A. Here's Rick in Tarrant County someplace. Hello, Rick.
Hey, good morning there, Doctor.
What's up?
I have an issue. I think it might be an issue. A watermelon plant, the melons themselves, when some of them are reaching baseball size or softball size, they're starting to soften on the vine. The plant seems to be pretty healthy. And I use a 4-3-3 organic fertilizer on them. Is that a core pollination, watering?
It could be both, Rick. The poor pollination, just like on squash plants, same thing. The fruit will actually start to build, and then it'll just kind of fades away, like you're seeing. It can also be disease, though, and the disease can be related to stress from too much or too little water. When you did the bed preparation and all, did you use cornmeal in the bed preparation?
Yes, I did. I did all this. I put sick tree treatment in my bed.
Okay.
I read somewhere that once watermelons fruit, that you should increase the phosphorus over the nitrogen. Do you concur with that?
Well, I think you're going to have plenty of phosphorus in the organic products. What brand is that 4-3-3 that you're using?
It's called Vegan, V-E-G-A-N.
Gosh, I've never even heard of it. What does it say the ingredients are? That's okay. I was just curious. If you remember and have time, send me a photograph of the label and information, and I'd like to learn about it because I don't know that brand name at all. Vegan organic fertilizer.
Yes, sir.
I'll be darned. Okay, well, the phosphorus that's in there is probably enough. On the other hand, when you plant – One thing you could try and see if it makes a difference is that when you plant watermelon seed or any seed, putting a little rock phosphate, soft rock phosphate or regular rock phosphate, either one, in the hole and putting the seed directly touching the phosphorus, it makes a big difference, and it'll help with some of the deficiencies in several ways that might be there. The other thing, though, and what you may be dealing with is poor pollination from just not having enough bees, and in this case, bumblebees and hoverflies and black soldier flies and various other pollinators would be important to help kick that up. And you may already be doing this, but if you're not, you need to, and that's plant flowering plants in the vegetable garden along with the vegetables. Really helps bring the pollinators in. And the more variety you have, the better. Different colors, different blooming times, different fragrances, all that. And it looks pretty, too.
What I noticed this year was that my bees were very late getting to my garden because they spend most of their time on my ornamental trees. So I did add flowers. Of course, some of the ornamentals, the flowers are drying up. So I have added flowers. Are there some flowers that I could put in now that will take me through the summer?
Yeah, there's all kinds of things that you could plant. Now, in the garden centers, if you go buy plants, you can buy things like lantana, which would be great for okay. attracting all kinds of beneficials. Pentas of all kinds are available. There are periwinkles of various kinds. I would look at those. If you can find some little various little dwarf kind of sunflowers that are coming along, you can still plant those from seed, but if you bought the plants, you just get into the flowering a lot quicker. It might be good to do a little bit of both.
And that'll take me through the summer to kind of help.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call. Number's 866-444-3478. Here is Mary Ann in Tyler, Texas. There's where that beautiful soil is over there. Hi, Mary Ann.
Yeah. Hi. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks.
Good. I have a problem with my Schiffalera.
Okay.
It's almost to the ceiling, and it's in a corner where it gets east and north light.
All right.
And I've got a bug on it that's just drawing the sap out of it. It's a tiny, tiny little brown thing, and it looks fuzzy. And I have to scrape them off the leaves. And I sprayed the soil and the leaves with peroxide. That didn't do anything. Then I went to neem oil, and that's not doing it.
It sounds like it's some kind of scale, Mary Ann, which means it's, you know, in some stress. Sounds like it's growing pretty well, but it's in some stress. There's a product called BioSafe that I would look for. You can buy it online or buy it in some of the stores, and I think it would take care of the problem for you. Can you hold on? I'll chat with you off the air just a little bit more.
Sure.
All right, hang on. I'll be right with you. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com, that's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's RegActiv.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Okay, the birds and Howard back. If you want to be with me, chat about anything at all, just give me a buzz at 866-444-3478. Let me catch up on a little in Howard's garden for you. First of all, Nellie Report, our tree climber, she still every now and then tries to go across the plastic that I've put on the trunk of the tree to get up there, but she comes down pretty quickly because she understands the word treat. And she is the, I think she would eat until she just exploded whatever she could get her hands on. So, and she's going through some lessons now and getting trained, getting a little bit better about walking, and so is Tater, and some other, you know, issues, minding a little bit. But on the other hand, she spends her day when you're not playing with her, wandering around looking what to tear up next. And one thing that she got into a couple of days ago, she comes up when I'm reading the paper and doing my crossword puzzle in the morning and having a cup of coffee. She comes up and wants to, you know, lick you and be in your lap and try to climb out on the table on the paper. So trying to help with the crossword puzzle, I guess. But she was doing that for a while, and then she got down, and I didn't see where she had gone. She went and ate my cap, my golf cap. It's pretty funny. I've got a picture. I need to put those two shots on the on Facebook. If I have time at the next couple of breaks, I'll try to stick that on there for you. But outside, she has kind of evolved on what she eats. If you heard me talking about her early on, she ate sticks and twigs and bark, just kind of nonstop. And we were really concerned about it being bad for her, clogging her up and all kinds of things. Never has seemed to be a problem, but she's not even doing that anymore. She's given that up. The ginkgo berries are all over the ground, and I'm very concerned about her deciding that she really likes them, which she has not done yet, but they're not ripe. They're green and falling. They're aborting while they're green, which is kind of normal. The tree has a abundance of fruit. It's a girl. It's female, as of course you'd know. And when they start maturing, we're going to have to see what we do. We're picking them up right now, but she kind of runs by them, noses them, and doesn't mess with them too much. But on the other hand, she's in love with the figs. And she'll get a green fig that's fallen, and she'll chew it a little bit and run around with it and play it, and it's pretty pretty good about releasing it and saying, I'll take a treat that you'll give me instead, and going that route. But on the other hand, a whole lot of the figs that are on the ground are partly or half to two-thirds or one-third, in a lot of cases, eaten by the squirrels. Sometimes the birds will do it too, but it's usually the squirrels, and the squirrels are always tormenting her. They know that they can get to her and get her all riled up and try to climb the trees and everything, and those are the figs that she in general picks up, and she's eaten quite a few of them. Doesn't seem to be a problem. The research that I've done on it indicates that eating too many of them can be a problem, can irritate the gums and the mouth. So if you've got a similar situation going on with your dogs, you probably shouldn't encourage it, but I don't think it's real deadly. A lot of people debate me when garlic comes up about how dangerous garlic is for pets and everything, and we had an interesting thing happen there too. I finally got around to trimming all the tops off of the garlic that I had harvested. And, well, I hadn't trimmed the tops off when this happened. They were still on the plant and on the bulbs, and they were covered up in the greenhouse area, the head house. And she got into that and ate a clove or two. So a lot of people would say that garlic is really dangerous for dogs. And for some, it might be. There might be an allergic reaction or something like that. But she ate at least one big clove, decided that wasn't the best tasting thing in the world, and then went over to other things. But anyway, that's kind of the current situation of the crazy tree-climbing Nellie. If you want to see more of her tree-climbing adventures and all that, I think that there is I'll double-check it at the next break, but I think there is an entry on dirtdoctor.com that shows a video Judy took of her climbing the tree before we put the barrier, the plastic barrier, on there that she can still negotiate around. I could make it longer and probably completely shut her down, but I'm kind of liking the fact that she gets up at the first crotch of the tree every now and then and will mind us and come back down. That may come back to bite us at some point, but right now that's what we're doing. The other thing I wanted to tell you is the books. You hear the books mentioned from time to time that I've written. There is a way to go to the Organic Club of America and see how to donate money or buy books at certain levels. $50 gives you a membership in the Organic Club of America. The $75 level gives you the membership and also the seed from my garden and from Bob Webster's garden, of various things that we have. We have shishito peppers. We have the Mexican buckeye trees. We have inland sea oats, a lot of those. And we have the jicama. I think we still have some jicama left. And got some more plants getting started. If you haven't grown it, it's a pretty cool plant because jicama, what you eat, grows underground. Great big old tubers, like big, great big sugar beets, they look a little bit like. And that's the edible part. It's that real fresh, citrusy kind of thing. You've probably had it if you haven't grown it yourself. You've probably had it at restaurants. It looks like a real white apple texture or a pear texture. And it's great in salads with cabbage, coleslaw, things like that. You could even make a salad out of it 100%, I guess, and it would probably be pretty good, but generally it's mixed with other things and is better. The top of the plant, though, is interesting. It has the flowers, or pretty purple flowers, where you get the seed for future crops. And the foliage is toxic. The foliage and the stems and the seed, all the top of the plant is toxic, and it's what rotenone can be and is made out of. And you just need to know about that. I don't think it's anything to worry about too much. Usually the toxic plants like that, wildlife and pets don't like them because they have a real strong, bitter taste, and you don't have to worry about it that much. But as far as kids and pets, too, it's good to know about those kind of things. But jicama is one of those things that has edible parts and toxic parts as well. But anyway, the button at the Organic Club of America at the top where you sign in will take you over to the page that explains all that stuff. It used to be a red button at the top, and that button now is about the event that's coming up this September the 15th. So you can find out about both those things right there. What else? I've been planting some new things. I've been transplanting a lot, even in this heat. And, yeah, you can do it if you are careful. I had a little ginkgo pop up that had been there. I hadn't noticed it because it had been kind of hidden by some other plants. And I wanted to start one of the ginkgo seedlings out in the front yard, which we've done now. And I dug it up this past week, and it was, you know, close to 100 degrees during the day. It was in the shade, but you can do it that. And also, if you need to transplant something, just dig it up and keep as much soil when you're doing it at this time of the year as you can. If you keep the plants moist, you can get away with bare rooting them. But I'd start by trying to keep as much soil on the roots of the plants as you can. Know where you're going with it as far as the transplant. Have that area already loosened up, or the hole already dug is even better. And take it to the new location. What a lot of people do is use newspaper that's wet and put it in a newspaper and wrap the wet newspaper around it so they make sure that moisture level stays there. But if you're moving from one point A to point B and it's a fairly short move, just do it quickly, and you're not going to have it dry out. The little ginkgo I put in is just doing fine. If it doesn't make it, we've got plenty more around. One thing that I was thinking about doing for the event that's coming up in September is bringing – I don't know if I'll sell them or use them to maybe have bids on them and raise some money for Torque, or just let people see them. I can't decide. I think I have a few – that I might be willing to sell in a fundraising effort of ginkgos that I've bonsaied and or just have growing in containers. They do beautifully in containers, and it's one of the fun things. If any of you already have ginkgos that are female, that's one of the things that we've discovered. Not only do they do well in containers when grown one at a time, or in a little forest like I've done in several cases, and there's some photographs on the website in the entry of ginkgo where you can see that, some of those that I've grown. But you can literally just jam them together and have a little multi you could probably do this with other trees as well, I guess, but the ginkgo really responds well to it, to have a multi-trunked bonsai kind of a situation in a container that will grow in the shade. It'll grow in the sun, just like a, you know, full-size ginkgo will do. But they adapt remarkably well to full shade all day long. I've got one that's kind of the inner nodes, the space between the nodes, between the leaves, is really pretty, getting pretty stretched out, and I can tell I've got it in a little bit too dark a spot, but it's handling it okay. The leaves are all in good shape. I haven't seen any insect or disease problems hit the plants when they're in full shade all day long. There's one thing you can do that's a problem when you're doing this. I'll warn you about this, and it would go for any plant that you're growing. If you're growing it in shade and then you decide, well, this plant would do a lot better if I moved it out into the full sun, bad idea. You'll sunburn the heck out of it. Just like your skin, when you first go out in a whole bunch of sunlight and you're not used to it, you know, and you're going to get red and burned in a hurry, the plants will do the same thing. It'll blister the leaves, and it can even kill them. You'll have some damage to stems and everything else. Even though the plant could have grown in full sun all the time, you don't want to get it used to the shade and then move it out in the full sun. All righty, open lines for you at 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And the phone number is 866-444-3478. The other things in Howard's garden that I was going to get into today with you, I ran into something interesting about my irrigation system that I didn't know. I've been in this business a long time. I was talking to Jason with King Lawn Sprinkler, who takes care of all our irrigation stuff. And either somehow one of the guys did it on purpose, or it just kind of it defaulted on its own somehow because of electrical surge or whatever. There's a possibility of something that I had never heard of before that if you have an automatic irrigation system, you might want to know about. The turf at our office was looking poorly. It was looking bad, and I was scratching my head about what in the heck am I doing differently. And usually when I do fire the irrigation system, I simply have it on manual, and I push the button and fire it, and it goes through. Then it automatically goes through all of the sections, and that's what I recommend everybody do if they're going to be there, not out of town for a long time or whatever, is not leave it on automatic, but let it run only when you push the button. Saves a lot of water. It's better to pulse the wet and the dryness of the soil and the beds and everything anyway. But I thought, man, this just looks burned. It doesn't look watered enough. And I was watering, you know, in the same schedule in my mind that I always had, and I was really scratching my head about what was going on. I thought, well, I wonder what if I fertilized with something different that might have been contaminated. It was starting to look that weak. And finally, I got around to looking at the controller, and I turned the dial to stations 1, 2, 3, 4 through 10, and every one of them was set on 20 minutes, which I like to do at the at least 20 minutes. Sometimes when it gets really hot, I'll set them even higher than that. I've got a couple of sections at the house out in the front where it really dries out quickly. There's rock real near the surface of the soil. I'll set for 23 minutes. And then what you do, you water real heavily, and then you wait as long as you can to trying to guess just before wilt might start before you water again. So you get that nice pulsing of the moisture in the soil, the air going in when it dries out and the air being pushed out when the moisture goes in the soil. So everything was set for 20 minutes. I thought, man, something is weird. So I fired the irrigation system, and in this case, I stayed around. Usually I'll fire the system and I'll go back in and work on things inside or leave and go somewhere else, run errands, go check things on other projects, meet with somebody or whatever, and not watch the different sections run. Well, it caught my eye that the first couple of sections went fast. They came on, but they went off and clicked over to the next section very quickly. So I went in to the area where the controller is and looked at the controller. And as it was running, it was saying that the section was only going to run 8 minutes. So somehow or another, either somebody accidentally did it or did it on purpose, thinking that in the winter you needed to cut back or whatever, or it volunteered itself to change from running 20 minutes a section to running 8 minutes a section, and it doesn't show up on the clock that you've got that set. There's a I don't know what it's called, but it's something that will override the time that's showing on the clock. And so what you need to do when you're running an automatic system that I've learned the hard way is go out there and watch how long it's running. Don't just trust what that clock is set at. Now we've gotten the moisture back in the turf is coming back and looking pretty good. So the whole thing was related to watering 8 minutes. Now, there's another thing that some irrigation companies do that I like to warn people about. Some irrigation companies will try to convince or do convince, or the owners just let them do whatever they want to do, set the timer to run very short periods of time often, either two times a day. In some cases, I've seen it even three times a day, 5 minutes to 8 minutes, or run 2 15-minute every other day or every day or something like that. And I don't think that's a good way to water at all from a couple of standpoints. One is you're going to end up using more water that way. You really are. But two, watering often and for short periods of time, and so I think some people get into that because they think that if they water a long period of time, a lot of it runs off into the street and they waste water. But if you do that, if you water those short periods, you're going to develop a moisture level that's shallow up near the surface of the soil. It's not going to be deep. Down deeper below a few inches, it's going to be getting dry. The roots are going to develop up near the surface. They can dry out easier. They can get burned by the severe heat. It burns out biological activity. It's just a very, very poor way to water. So when you do water, you want to do what I thought I was doing and wasn't doing. Water a long period of time so it sinks, soaks deeply into the soil, and then wait as long as you can before you water again. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.